From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Noah Adams, helping out here for a few days this week while our program's other hosts are in China. And in China, rain is falling in Sichuan province, falling on thousands of people camped along roads or in makeshift shelters. The Chinese estimate the death toll from yesterday's earthquake at 12,000. There are fears that tens of thousands more are buried under collapsed buildings. And today, the rain blocked efforts to find survivors.
Our co-hosts, Robert Siegel and Melissa Block, are in Chengdu, that's Sichuan's capital city. When the earthquake hit, they were prepping for a long-planned series of stories from China. Today, Robert drove toward some of the hardest-hit areas, into the mountains northeast of Chengdu.
About 100 miles from this provincial capital, the expressway runs out, and you take a two-lane switchback road of hairpin turns, a road cut out of the rocky face of the mountainside. On the steep mountain slopes above, there are narrow terraced fields where the people of these parts have planted crops for centuries. You drive this road carefully. Every 100 yards or so, the two lanes squeeze into one as cars and trucks negotiate the rocks on the road. Some of the rocks are only the size of baseballs. They probably fell from a crumbling section of the retaining wall that's supposed to keep the mountain on one side and the road on the other. Others are boulders the size of SUVs. They came crashing down the mountainside during the earthquake, sometimes landing squarely on a house, sometimes leaving a huge pockmark on the mountain or a descending scar of exposed earth. The rock slides not only killed and destroyed, they have hindered relief by blocking portions of the road farther north. It rained all day today, and that didn't help either. The villages you pass through on this road are heartbreaking. Guixi straddles a river on either side of a picturesque footbridge. Mr. Xu is the village leader.
What's the situation here?
Our village is about of houses that collapsed for about 90%, and with roads, with rock slides, and the damage is very extensive.
Were many lives lost during the earthquake?
Yes, unfortunately, just in our township, the initial estimation is about 200 to 300 people lost their lives.
We've seen evidence of the rock slides all along this road. Has it been the rocks coming down from the mountain that have done much of the damage?
The rock slides is a part of the problem, but the worst of all is the entire side of the mountain just collapsed and come down.
Do people here have water, food, medical attention?
We need badly. We need food, we need water, we need medical equipment, we need tents. And that's what we really need now.
What's the future of the village at this point?
We believe in rebuilding this place again. We believe in our government, we believe in our party and our people, and we will rebuild our home.
Is your family all right?
As far as I know, they're all buried underneath the mountains.
I'm so sorry. Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Xu fought back tears when he told us about his own family, and he didn't completely succeed. In the center of the town near the traffic police headquarters, we found just crowds of people who've camped out here. They no longer have homes, and they've camped out along a bend in the road. And also a group of families with children is waiting for a truck or a bus to take them out of here. They're trying to get out of this area, which has been so hard hit by the earthquake. That three-wheeled pickup truck had a flat in the rear. That's the sound you hear as it rumbles by toward a bridge that's really only fit for pedestrian traffic or motor scooters. It looks like it's going to go across just the same. There's a first aid station in the center of the village. A couple of doctors are handing out medicine. stringing up an IV for a patient. That's a very common medical remedy here. Shui Xiaoping is a doctor from this village. She's treating people. I asked her how many.
Countless. From last night, just nonstop, I stay up all night, one after another, one after another.
What kinds of injuries are you treating?
They were hit by rocks and broken bones.
And is there enough equipment here, medicine and bandages, to take care of people?
Not enough right now. The supply chain is not enough. And we can only use the IVs for the most injured ones. The lightly injured, we just give them some pills.
We walked up from the first aid station up the road, cut into the mountain, still farther up, toward the avalanche that Mr. Xu, the village chairman, spoke of. And all along you find people who are in shelters. And the rain has picked up now quite a bit. And a typical shelter, some bamboo rods stretched through the trees, a plastic curtain, large plastic sheet draped over them to create some enclosure. And that was where we asked Wang Qing, a woman with a one-year-old baby and her entire extended family inside a shelter, how long she's been there.
We walked here this morning. We arrived here this morning. All of us, we walked here, and our children had nothing to eat.
How far did you walk? How far away is your village?
About 35 kilometers. Our village is completely flattened, completely flattened.
And where do you hope to go now?
Nobody, it's here, somebody help us. All the soldiers were here earlier, they only carried away the injured ones. We're just left here, no one asked about us, no one is taking care of us. And we have relatives some in the safer areas, we just don't know how to get there.
I hope you're taken there soon. I'm sure someone will come.
We don't know if anybody's going to come here and save us. We don't know.
And this isn't even the worst of it. Everywhere in these mountain villages of Sichuan, they've heard about Chuan Bay. That's a village of several thousand still farther up the road, wiped out completely. We're told that the mountains on either side of Chuan Bay collapsed onto the village, burying its population in a double avalanche. Besides stories like that, the plight of a woman we met on our drive back to the city sounds minor, and she's the first to say so. Mrs. Bien has a house facing the highway to Chengdu in the town of Jiangyou. She's now living in a makeshift tent between the house and the highway. Her story is less heartrending, but it is one measure of the task facing China once the life and death cases are seen to. Like hundreds of houses here, the roofing tiles were shaken loose from hers by the quake, and they lie on the ground now. Her pavement is cracked, so are some of the walls.
How will you get the house fixed?
We don't know how we can afford to repair this. This was a brand new house. We spent a lot of money. It's a brand new. It's only about two and a half years ago we built this house.
In Sichuan, after the earthquake, some are dead and some are grieving. Many are injured, hungry, or homeless, and many have homes in need of expensive repair. And millions are left anxious by their brush this week with the violent, destructive power of the earth beneath their feet. This is Robert Siegel, NPR News, Chengdu, Sichuan Province, China.